the Shabbat before Kippur is called Shabbat Shuvah. The reason why it's called that is because of the special haftarah that we read from Sefer Hosea that begins with the pasuk Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elohecha. It is customary on this Shabbat that the rabbi gives a special derasha that is geared to motivating the kahal to make teshuvah and to repent and get closer to God. It's also a time where the rabbi starts to teach the kahal the laws that pertain to Yom Kippur and also the holiday of Sukkot. Rav Chida writes that while on every Shabbat of the year we should be careful on our speech, that we don't talk devarim betenim, idle chatter and things like that, he writes specifically on Shabbat Shuva, in order to set the precedence for the coming year, we should be a little extra careful on the speech, on the things that we outtake out of our mouth, like the pasuk writes v'daber davar, and we learn from there how careful we have to be what we speak on Shabbat, Devarei Torah, and only things of Kiddusha. Halakha says on this Shabbat we say Sitkatecha in Mincha, and on Motzei Shabbat the Halakha says, since Yom Kippur and this year's Sukkot is in the same week, we do not say Yoshev Beseter Anyon on Shuvah. We say straight Tevata Kadosh. Furthermore, on Motzei Shabbat we should be careful to have Melaveh Malka, even though we're careful all year round to have a meal, a fourth meal with bread. We have to be extra careful on this Motzei Shabbat to follow the halakha of having bread on Motzei Shabbat in order to add that to our zechuyot. Last but not least, there's a famous machloket amongst the acharonim when we should make Birkat HaLevana. The opinion of the Gaon de Vilna was to make Birkat HaLevana before Yom Kippur. He held that it's a credit, an extra zechud before the holiday, in order maybe to tip the scales in our favor. However, it seems the minhag in our community is following the Rama that writes to make it after Kippur, after already we have Kaponat Avonot, in order that we can make the Beracha B'Simcha. The Hakamim tell us making Levana is like reading the Shekhinah, that we have to be happy. Before Kippur, we're nervous, you know, we still have a lot of sins, so therefore we can't make it with the same attitude. We've said many times that if a person wants to know if his Kippur was successful, and if he moved and he grew and he elevated himself, you could test it when they announce on Motzei Kippur Birkat HaLevana what your attitude is. If you hear Birkat HaLevana announcement on Motzei Kippur and you say, oh, another Levana, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I want to go home, then it seems Kippur didn't do its job. But if a person hears the announcement after Kippur Birkat HaLevana, so he's excited now, he has another mitzvah to fulfill, then you know already you accomplished something on Yom Kippur. The school, the Shanim, the Bot, the Haimot Vetor.